Commentaries on St. Matthew, Tablet 10. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Think about God, His universe, and His truths all the time, and love Him with all your might. Otherwise, your attention will be diverted to the material world, mundane things, and you will fall into your lower nature, hell. So avoid anything that keeps your attention from Him. Do good, but do not be attached to the results of your actions and this external world. Then you might create a great treasure in heaven of the good deeds you have done. Your thoughts will then be there rather than on the material world, which results in attachments, attraction, desires, and greed, the four winds. And the end byproduct is bondage and spiritual death. Because, quote, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. The eye refers to the spiritual eye, which was closed after the flood of Noah. For more detail, read the base, the essence, or the holiest book. If this eye becomes opened and you become completely concentrated in one pointed on spiritual progress, then the door of knowledge, or light, of the spiritual truths will be opened to you, and you will be filled with this light. But if your concentration is directed to Maya, thine eye be evil, then the door of truth will be closed to you. Thy whole body shall be full of darkness. You will be drowned in Maya and your lower nature, and that is where hell is. How great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. When the external world and its elusive promises become a person's master, then he has no choice but to hate the spiritual truth, which discourages that attachment, or he will leave spirituality completely and go to Maya. Also here the word master is used. Master means one who makes the person its slave. So only when the external world and attachment to it is so great that a person becomes its slave is it bad. However, if it is used without attachment, we continue to progress toward higher consciousness in the middle of Maya, remembering the Lord, serving Him, seeing Him everywhere, and being His slave. Only by being His slave can we avoid being the slave of Maya. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25. So be content with what you have, and direct your energy toward doing His will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The only things you need are the minimum necessities. Give us our daily bread. The rest of life should be used for purification. Lead us not into temptation. The rest of life should be used for purification. Lead us not into temptation by His grace, but deliver us from evil. Then the kingdom of heaven within and without will be established. The three kingdoms of heaven will be His, and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Also, why worry? We are not our bodies. The body is meat, flesh, and it is just like a raiment, garment, that we leave behind after death. The only things that will be with us are our souls and spirit. We have to be concerned for what is permanent, not what we have to leave behind. So we should progress to make our souls become pure consciousness. The body should only be used for this end. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather unto barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. If God will provide sustenance for the birds, which are much lower in the evolutionary hierarchy, would not he provide it for the humans, who is much higher in his eyes? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew chapter 6, verses 27 through 29. Be content with what God has provided, and work on the beauty within to become the beautiful thing that you were born to manifest, qualities of God. As lilies in the field are content with what has been given to them, and they manifest their beauty in full, quote, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. If by surrendering and being content, even lilies can receive such beauty, which have such a short lifespan and lower consciousness, then would not God manifest higher beauty, which is your soul, through you? But to come to such a point of surrendering and being content in life needs much faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. One thing should be remembered, that these things Esau was teaching to his disciples, or to those who give up everything to spread the word of God and his message, the holy men. These people should totally detach themselves from these things and be free to direct and concentrate completely on God's work. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. Let the worldly people be worried. For those who dedicate themselves to God, the minimum will be provided, and such a people should be content, surrendered, and have faith that they will receive it, because, quote, your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Those who direct all their attention and concentration toward their spiritual progress and others first seek the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added unto them. The worker is then worthy of his wage. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. So do not be worried about tomorrow. there will be enough problems each day that a holy man would have to solve without having time for other things. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Be here now. Commentaries on St. Matthew, Tablet 11, Chapter 7. In this chapter, the multitudes were present, because it was directed also to them. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye met, ye shall be measured, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and, behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. These verses can best be described by the lesson Isa gave to those who brought the adulterous woman and asked him if they should stone her. The answer was that the one who has no sin should cast the first stone. All dropped their stones and left. Only those who have overcome and cleansed their spirit from all of the sins and false understandings can judge. Otherwise, the filthy things within will distort the person's judgment, and he will not judge correctly. He will create more suffering than tranquility and truth. He will be judged and suffer for his misjudgments also. So, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Only such a people are worthy to judge and lead humanity. Otherwise, they will have no choice but to become, quote, hypocrites. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Be careful to whom you expose yourself, your soul which is holy and precious like pearls. If you open it to those who are not holy, dogs and swine, they will try to destroy it, lest they trample them under their feet. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Genesis chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. The highest way to know is to go to God directly, to expose yourself only to Him. Whoever truly asks, sincerely seeks, and earnestly wants to know, or knocks, will be given the truth. The only requirement is an intense desire to find the truth and to seek to find it. It is promised that whoever has these qualities will succeed. Christ does not say he is going to do it for you, but it is up to you to ask, seek, and knock. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 11. All the humans are God's children. So if we, who are mostly in our lower natures, or being evil, know how to give good things to our children, then imagine how eager God, who is the most compassionate, loving, and holy, is to give the truth to those who seek it. So ask, seek, and search. It is a promise, you will find the truth. Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Do unto others as you expect others to do to you. This is the essence of all spiritual knowledge. Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. It is easy to be selfish and do to others what we do not expect others to do to us. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way. But that is the way to go to the lower nature and be drowned in Maya, that leadeth to destruction. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. However, to do to others as we expect others to do to us is a very narrow and hard path. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. But that leads to spiritual growth toward pure consciousness, which leadeth into life. However, very few find it in each generation, and few there be that find it. Verses 13 and 14, in fact, show the very process of creation and the plan of God. Those who go the easy path of the lower nature will be drowned in the ocean of Maya and will drift away from entering the kingdom of heaven in heaven, life, pure consciousness. But those who choose the narrow and hard path with His grace will find the way and enter into everlasting life, pure consciousness. That is why we are here and have this life. Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Whoever teaches anything else but that the goal of life is to become divine is a false prophet. It does not matter how they put it, come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. You know them by what they offer to you and what result is produced by that offering, or by what their teaching is and where it leads the followers. Does it lead toward becoming divine or purity or toward Maya? If the result of the fruit is Maya, then it is a false teaching. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. To follow a blind teacher results in falling in decay with him. A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And to follow a true teacher will lead to growth and the true life. Good tree bringeth forth good fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Matthew chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. Those who do not clean inside but assume the responsibility of leading others have no choice but to become hypocrites and corrupt. Such a people and their system will be destroyed. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. This truth has been shown all throughout history, and in this case it was the Pharisees, scribes, and Sadducees who were destroyed and hewn down. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Therefore you will know if they are true or false prophets, by what their teachings produce, divine or otherwise. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. You have to surrender yourself to the words revealed through the prophets and follow them. Quote, doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The prophet himself is important only because of what he says. So for those who put more importance on the prophet himself than on his words, which are from God, miss the whole point. They will call him Lord, Lord, but forget to follow what he said. Such a people will not enter into heaven or the kingdom of God in heaven because they have not purified themselves by following his teachings and still have a big false ego. Whoever has the slightest false ego cannot enter into heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Many will gain some spiritual powers and misuse them to show their spiritual progress and impress others. Use of spiritual powers can also be from three kinds: ignorance, passion, or knowledge. Many also use a name which is not his sacred name to do these things, but they are not acceptable. I never knew you, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. In fact, spiritual power will be given to a person to test him to see if he will fail in handling it or will use it for the right purposes. These powers should be used for his will, establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Whoever opens himself, hears these teachings, and follows them will enter his higher nature or self, will have no false ego, and will not be affected by the tribulations and changes in the world. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. But those who will not follow these truths and do not do them will stay in their lower natures and will be drowned in Maya. Then they will be affected by all kinds of tribulations and will be carried away deeper and deeper into desires, attachments, attraction of the external world, and greed wins, and great is their fall. And it came to pass when Isa had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. Christ finished the essence of his teachings here, and people saw the authority in him because he was in truth. Whoever is in truth cannot say anything but the truth, and truth is like a very sharp sword which cuts through the falsifications and prevails strongly. Quote, having authority. But people still thought it was his doctrine and could not see that it is the only doctrine or the truth. No one will be saved by merely believing in a Savior. After believing in the Savior, he has to do and struggle in the path. Then he might earn his grace and be saved. Also, there were multitudes, quote, people, present at the end of this chapter, and Isa taught them mostly in parables and symbols. So in this chapter, other people were present besides his disciples. However, chapters 5 and 6 were taught to his disciples only. Tablet 12, Chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst clean, make me clean. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. After he finished his teachings, people forgot all about what he taught and started again asking for miracles and favors. Also, the miracles he did directed the attention of the people away from the teachings to these miracles. That is why the prophets who came after Christ did not manifest these kinds of miracles, but emphasized more the meaning of their teachings. And Isa put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 3. Christ knew that the only way to make people in that era and level of consciousness believe in him was by healing them and performing miracles. But for the people of this time and of the era to come, the teachings of the prophets should become more important than the prophets themselves or their miracles. Each man has to learn to heal himself. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Matthew chapter 8, verse 4. Here it is completely shown that it was not important for Christ that he healed the man. Instead, he desired to see that the people would follow the laws and glorify the Father. He did great actions, but took no pride for them, because it is he who did these through him. And when Isa was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Isa saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5-7. This person was asking for a favor for someone else, a servant. He was not asking for himself or even for a close member of his family. Therefore, without hesitation, Christ volunteered to go to his house and heal his servant. The centurion asked and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. The centurion even humbled himself to Christ, and with no arrogance accepted him as a realized soul and greater than himself. Also, Christ was using the word, the divine sacred name, to heal. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 9. The centurion had authority, and people could satisfy their lower natures through him. Therefore, others obeyed him and followed his orders. When Isa heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. When Isa saw that this man had such a great faith in him that he believed his servant would be healed if Christ only uttered the word, and humbled himself even though he was in a higher position of earthly authority, Christ marveled at how great a man he was and how high a consciousness he had reached. That is why Christ said that although this man is not of the people who call themselves the chosen ones, he and others like him will reach pure consciousness. But those who have created a great false ego by believing they are the chosen ones, because of this false ego, will, quote, be cast out into utter darkness, or ignorance. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. All will be done to you according to your faith. The slightest doubt will put you millions of miles away from God. And when Esau was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. Christ was merciful toward his disciples, their families who believed in him, and those who were associated with him. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. He continued to heal people so that their faith might increase through these miracles. But he wanted them to understand his teachings and become as the Father in heaven, pure consciousness, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. However, they were not ready yet to understand it. The term devils is used to refer to forces which crudify the consciousness by affecting the spirit, ethereal body, chakras, or in other words, quote, devils refers to the power of the tamaguna over the soul. Also, it is related to the karmic reaction, sins from past lifetimes. Some of these situations also were created so that Yadhe Shin Badhe would be glorified, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying himself, took our infirmities and bear our sickness. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. That is what a sadguru does. He takes the karma of his disciples, he forgives a person's previous sins, the person becomes sinless, and if he creates devotion for his teacher and God, he will be guided to the truth. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 20. A person who was not ready, but had the desire to follow him, came to Christ. But he discouraged this man and told him that it is a very hard path. It requires detachment from all earthly bondage and giving up everything before one can even begin to follow Christ. Now we'll pause at that time. Releasing the mic back to the room. Shalom, everyone. Good God day to you all. All thanks be to God for his guidance and grace.